advisors of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alay, and that what Hazrat has written on various occasions. Bibi ka ek haq jayb kharaj bhi hai. One right of a wife is that you give her pocket expenses also. And Hazrat explains it here. فرمایا کہ بی بی کا ایک حق یہ بھی ہے کہ اس کو کچھ رقم ایسے بھی دو جس کو وہ اپنے جی آئے خرچ کر سکے. Give your wife such a amount of money also that she can spend it as she wishes for her own. Normally our wives don't earn, and this is in that scenario, but now they also wish to spend. For example, her nephews come, her nieces come, or she goes and visit them. She also wants to buy something, and every time to ask you, I want to give some present, she finds it hard also. Or she wants to sometimes buy something, some things to eat, to drink or something, and she does, or every person feels, I want to do with my own money also something. So give her regularly some money also to spend, and in which you don't take any account from her. The other expenses you give her for the house expenses, all the groceries, whatever, that you can take account from her, no problem. But give her something for her personal self of which you don't take any account from her. Jisko jeb kharach kehte hai, uski tadad apne aur apni biwi ke haisiyat ke muafiq ho sakti hai. And how much must you give? You see your financial position, you see her position, how she would like to spend, and come to a nice agreement, a nice understanding, and give her a reasonable amount. Not, you don't have to give over the limit also, and don't be stingy also, and just give me also, and just give her little, very little also. Whatever you might say, you might think, whatever is the according to the situation, give her some money. Aurton ki islah ka behtareen tariqa. Yeh Hazrat says, the best way for the islah, reformation of women. فرمایا کہ عورتوں کی اصلاح خاوند سے بنسبت پیر کے زیادہ ہو سکتی ہے. For the reformation of a woman, her اصلاح, her تربیت, more the husband can do, even more than what the peer can do, the sheikh can do. So the husband, in قو انفسكم واهليكم نارا, Allah has commanded us that we must save our women folk, save our families from also the wrath and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, men must be also conscious and work towards it. And also for men also, the best peer is the wife. How she will tell a person, and she'll tell him properly everything, openly and clearly. And what the sheikh cannot understand and see, and what the sheikh cannot say, the wife will say it without a second thought. And so she will make proper islah of a person also. Aurton par sakhti karna jawan mardi ke khilaf hai. This is a very important point also, to be hard and harsh on the wife. This is contrary to the physical strength of a person, the strength or the mental strength of a person. Like it comes that a strong person is not he who overpowers his opponent in a wrestling bout, but he who controls himself. So a strong person is he who does not take out his anger on his wife. That is a strong person. A person who just carries on and is screaming and shouting at his wife, that is not a strong person. A strong person is a person who can control himself. Aur aurton ko parde mein rakhna ain dil joyi hai. And to keep the woman, our wives, etc., in parda, that is the actual love for your wife. It is a no zulm, it is a no oppression, but it is a sign of the clear love of the for the wife that a person keeps her in parda. فرمایا کہ حدیث میں ہے, it comes in the حدیث, عورتوں سے اچھا برتاؤ کرو, treat your wives well, کیونکہ وہ تمہارے پاس مثل قیدی کے ہیں. Because they are like prisoners by you, they are in your home, they stay in the four walls of the wife. This is in a proper Islamic setup where she is now just under you. The minute she gets married, she has been given to you, now you have to look after her. She is not going to earn now. She is not going to go out of the house now. She is like a prisoner. Aur jo shakhs kisi ke haath mein qaidi ho aur har tarah uske bas mein ho, us par sakhti karna jawan mardi ke khilaf hai. And when a person is fully in your control, the wife is now by you, she according to Shariat, today our setup is different, but according to Shariat, she's now under your care. And she's in your house now. Now to show harshness to such a person that you so to say can't do anything, this is contrary to your to your strength, to your honor, and to your that a person is by you, and now because they are helpless, you take advantage of them. This is very, very wrong of you. It is totally against the honor of a person that he should take advantage of such a person. Lafz-e awan se parda bhi sabit hota hai. It means that they are prisoners by you. Parda is also established from this word. And we can see the fuqaha, where their minds go to, what the hadith is, and what masail they take out from there. Ki muqayyad ho kar rehne hi ka naam to parda hi hai. And when a person stays like in a prison, that is what is called parda. That they are totally now in your house, not allowed to go out, not allowed to do anything of their own, etc. In fact, the real thing is that even if they have to write a letter to their sheikh without the husband's permission, and the husband's signature is also not allowed. So much they are kept under control. So when that is the case, it is very, very wrong that a person takes advantage of it and treats her in a bad way. Nis parda, usse bhi sabit hota hai ke parda ka mansha haya hai. And parda is also established from this hadith, because the object of parda is that there must be sharab haya, there must be shame, and there must be bashfulness, shamefulness in a person. Aur haya aurat ke liye amre tab'i hai. And sharab haya is a natural quality for woman. اور امر طبعی کے خلاف پر کسی کو مجبور کرنا باعث اذیت ہے. And to let somebody do something against their natural nature, that is the cause of causing اذیت, harm to that person. اور اذیت پہنچانا دل جوئی کے خلاف ہے. And to cause inconvenience to any person is against making love to that person, is against making that person happy. بس عورتوں کو پردہ میں رکھنا ان پر ظلم نہیں بلکہ حقیقت میں دل جوئی ہے. From here Hazrat established that for to keep women in parda is not in any way zulm upon them, but in actual fact it is showing kindness to them and showing love to them. But for all of us to understand this, the work of the fuqaha is far beyond us. For this to make sense to us, you need a mind also like that. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah only knows, but his bayans used to be amongst the ordinary, the dihatis, the village people. But the terms Hazrat used to use, and the deductions he used to make, and how he used to prove, for ulama to understand is a problem. And Hazrat used to speak like this. So for us to understand, it's not easy at all. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that he used to study the work of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh at Tahajjud time. And that only at that time he used to understand very, very little about it. So to understand their work, the works of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, then where Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Alayh, we with our little minds, to be able to understand, you need a lot of knowledge, a lot of taqwa, a lot of devotion, then perhaps a little bit we can understand. But anyway, what the sum total of all this is, that we should look after the woman very well. And don't take advantage of them. When they are in your control and Allah has put them there, now don't take advantage of them. Treat them as kindly as possible and treat them with the greatest amount of love and tenderness as much as possible. So much so, as Hazrat explained previously, that even give them some spending money so that they can spend on their own also. In other words, treat them with great kindness. And all this has to be put together with Allah only knows how many other things. The prisoners that were kept in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, such treatment was meted out to them that most of them accepted Islam afterwards. After some time, they accepted Islam. So we can imagine what treatment was given to the prisoners of war. And while we today know how prisoners are treated, and on this basis also that the people object to Muslims and to Islam with regard to slavery, because they take slavery how they understand slavery. And slavery in Islam, how a slave is to be treated, that slave who is in your control, he can't do anything, he can't earn money of his own. He's got no choice of his own. So what Islam has said, how you must treat that slave, that is not in front of them. In front of them is how they treat slaves. And then they say that Islam is a very cruel religion, etc. How can it allow slavery? But how slaves are treated, how they were treated, how we are supposed to treat them, that is a complete different story. We can't believe that in, and it has been shown by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the people of later times, how they treated slaves. So the woman also today, that they are in our control, but if we treated them how they are supposed to be treated, then this all propaganda of this won't be able to carry any weight whatsoever. But because we failing all the time, they can capitalize on all the propaganda that how Muslim men treat their women, etc. But if we treat them how Islam tells us to treat them, then those women who are in parda particularly, and those women who are like pious and righteous and remain subjugated to their husband, and the husbands treat them correctly, it is happening. Many such women openly speak, we are just too happy to be in parda. How my husband keeps me, I'm just too happy with that. Because if you keep them properly, so that is very important. You give them spending money also, you keep them happy also, you treat them in a very nice way also, they will be just too happy. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.